This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission completes printing ballot papers for proportional category of November 20 elections. Delivery of ballot papers begins from Province 1 and Madhesh Province. Recent floods and landslides displace over 10,000 people in Karnali Province. Centenarian Satya Mohan Joshi died at the age of 103. Dengue infection spreads to all 77 districts. In Nepal, nearly 39,000 cases of dengue reported since mid-July. And Turkey's mine explosion kills 40 people. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has begun to deliver the printed ballot papers under the proportional category for the November 20 federal and provincial elections. The Commission began delivery from Province 1 and Madhesh Province. According to the Commission, under the proportional category, the printed ballot papers have been sent to 18 districts. 20,421,000 ballot papers have been printed for the proportional category under the House of Representatives. Similarly, 1.7 million ballot papers have been printed for the first pass to the post-electoral system. The recent floods and landslides have displaced 10,714 people in Karnali Province. According to the Karnali Province Police Office in Surkhet, 5,282 people have been displaced in Mogo District alone. Similarly, 1,720 households have been displaced by the floods and landslides in Karnali Province. Likewise, 20 people have been killed in the floods and landslides and 20 are still missing. Centenarian Satya Mohan Joshi has died at the age of 102. He died at the Kist Hospital while undergoing treatment. Family sources said he died while undergoing treatment at the Kist Hospital. The dengue infection has spread to all 77 districts in Nepal. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, 47 people died of dengue infection in the country so far. Similarly, 38,918 cases of dengue have been confirmed in the country since mid-July. Meanwhile, 52 more cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal yesterday. The number of cases was confirmed while testing 1,763 samples. The total number of active corona cases now stands at 667 in the country. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has directed a strict adherence to the Election Code of Conduct. At a meeting of the District Election Code of Conduct Monitoring Committee in Pokhara yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia asked to file complaints about the violation of the Code of Conduct with the Election Commission. Thapalia asked the District Code of Conduct monitoring officers to seek clarification within 24 hours from the election candidates if they were found breaching the Code of Conduct. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda says the present coalition is for the protection of the constitution rather than winning the elections. Addressing the senior cadres assembly and training organised by the ruling coalition in Gorkha yesterday, Chairman Prachanda said the present coalition was forced as the constitution itself was at the risk. CPN Maoist Center leader Barchaman Poon said Nepali Congress and CPN Maoist Center should meaningfully collaborate to take the protracted transitional justice to a logical conclusion. At a press conference organized by the coalition partners in Rolpa District's headquarters in Liwang yesterday, leader Poon said backlog of peace process would not complete without the collaboration between the Nepali Congress and Maoists. Former Minister Poon claimed that they were successful in forcing coalition in all electoral constituencies across the country amidst uncertainty on electoral partnership. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel has stated that political stability and good governance is imperative for the lasting democracy. At an interaction program organized in Tanahu yesterday, Nepali Congress senior leader Paudel said that plots were on the way to weaken democracy in the country. He further said the electoral alliance of the ruling parties was not for regime but for maintaining good governance, stability and discouraging corruption. A two-day-long Kalinga Literary Festival started in Kathmandu from yesterday with the objective of promoting art, culture and literature. Inaugurating the festival, Vice-Chancellor of Nepal Academy Dr. Jagman Gurung shed light on the contributions made by the literary figures to establish linkages between Nepal and Indian civilizations. On the occasion, culture expert Tivan Army Club is leading the medal tally in the ongoing 9th National Games in Pokhara with 18 medals, including 5 gold, 6 silver and 7 bronze respectively. Bagmati province is in the second position with 8 medals, including 4 gold, 3 silver and 1 bronze medal. Similarly, APF Club is in the third position with 13 medals, including 2 gold, 4 silver and 7 bronze medals. Police Club is falling the fourth position with 1 gold medal. 6,157 athletes are competing on the 11 teams in the national games that will last for the 20th of October. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. 40 people are now thought to have died following an explosion in a coal mine in northern Turkey, the country's interior minister says. He earlier said 58 people had been rescued from the mine and over a dozen remained trapped. According to the BBC, around 110 people were in the mine at the time of the blast on Friday, almost half of them at over 300 meters deep. Emergency crews worked through the night digging through rock to try to reach more survivors. The cause of the blast is not yet known and the local prosecutor's office is said to have begun an investigation. The United States is set to send Ukraine an additional $725 million package of weapons and other military assistance. The White House said this as Washington added to a flurry of aid announcements from European allies this week amid Russia's renewed missile attacks on Kiev and other targets. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement on Friday that the aid follows in the wake of Russia's brutal missile attacks on civilians across Ukraine. Blinken said later in a tweet, as Ukrainian defenders push back Russian forces, the U.S. stands united with the Ukraine. Gunmen have killed 11 people in an attack at a Russian military training ground on Saturday. During a firearms training session, two men opened fire on a group who had volunteered to fight in Ukraine, state-owned news agency reported. The attackers were from a former Soviet republic, the Russian Defense Ministry said, but did not give the further details. They were also shot dead during the incident in the Belgorod region of Russia, which borders Ukraine. A further 15 people were wounded. Last month, Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered a mobilization of 300,000 Russians who had previously done compulsory military service. The order sparked protests across Russia and a surge of people attempting to leave the country. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 27.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 16.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Election Commission completes printing ballot papers for proportional category of November 20 elections. Delivery of ballot papers begins from Province 1 and Madesh Province. Recent floods and landslides displaced over 10,000 people in Karnali Province. Centenarian Satya Mohan Joshi died at the age of 103. Dengue infection spreads to all 77 districts in Nepal. Nearly 39,000 cases of dengue reported since mid-July. And Turkey's mine explosion kills 40 people. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.